Live from Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas.
It's Cofield and Company.
All right, here we go. Circa Las Vegas on a Thursday. This is our Thursday home. We're right in front of the 143-foot screen at Stadium Swim. John Von Tobel is here. He's back in the fold until another schedule change. You've been doing stuff on air with us. What, 2014 or 15 your first year at the station?
Oh, yeah. Well, 2014, I think, was probably my first year
at the station. You got moved on with us like a year and a half later?
Yep. I was stolen from the Las Vegas sports line by you. From Matt Eumanns.
Absolutely not true, but that is what Matt claimed at the time.
Right, producing for Matt and the late, great Dave Koken was my first job in media. It was great. I guess technically my first job was being a remote tech. But
your stint with Cofield and Company is like 16 to 19, 21 to 22 and a half, late 20s. I'm making it up, but.
It's been off and on for
a while. When you're available, you're on Cofield and Company. So we're set up here. It's a raucous day at Circa Las Vegas, Stadium Swim, Circa Sports, because it's the opening of the NFL season. So we're very fired up. We've got a question of the day. I'm going to hold off on this because this could be 2 hours if I get right to it. So John's got the question of the day. It is of the hashtag Stick to Sports ilk. So we'll hold off on it a couple minutes. And like we said, got the big game going on tonight. Don't forget, Friday game as well, Packers-Eagles. Hopefully they'll make it out of there alive. I'm rooting for them. Don't wear green. That's a weird rumor. Don't wear green. Be careful.
Founded in facts, I'm sure.
And, of course, these are the waning moments of open enrollment, I'll call it, signups, until Saturday midday for Circa Million and Circa Survivor. And we'll see what John's doing. I know we, as Cofield and Company, have an entry in the contest. We'll talk about that as well.
Ooh.
Exciting, right? Almost like head-to-head if you go in Circa Million.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not on the show all the time, so.
Well, who's – okay, I don't want to
– this is all stuff we are. These are all, teases. Well, I'll just tell you right now, one person is banned from every contest we do and every picks.
I'm sure Adam.
Contest, he's out. Yeah. Which he actually – he kind of started a fight to be in. I'm like, no, it's over.
Well, he'd be nightmare. He'd be a nightmare.
Yep. The rules are already set. I'm right. But we have to have rules on how we're going to do the selections, and you'll ruin that. So he can be the judge, the jury. He's not going to execute anyone. So Chiefs, Ravens – multiple spots to watch the game here at Stadium Swim, Circus Sports, really all over the casino. I am fired up, but Thursday Night Football has always thrown me off because I feel like every week I'm like, oh, it's here, right? But we've waited a long time for the beginning of the NFL season. These are two of the primetime teams in the AFC, so energy is really high. Do you think energy is higher? I'm going to use your place as an example because we have a good number of hosts, but I don't talk to them because I'm never at Lotus Broadcasting, and I'm also on the road, and we're all text buddies. You're around a lot more. Well, you're around gamblers with VSiN.
And I'm a friendly guy. I got
and
friends.
Sports fans. I'm friendly too. I just have friends that, more casual friends, actually. I wonder, your gambling crowd, are they just fired up that sports, like something to bet on? Well, they have stuff to bet on. Football's back to bet on, or like, do they really love sports?
No, they don't love sports. I'm sorry. I'll take a shot. They do not love sports.
Yeah.
They love football because it's easy to talk about and easy to bet. And I don't say easy in terms of winning. It's just there's so much information and coverage around the National Football League that it's a lot easier to just take in NFL info by, like, osmosis, essentially, and be prepared for a week and do all that kind of stuff. And so I think people are just excited because, again, I use this in quotes, this is the easy time where it's just you're cruising through the weeks. It's college football. It's NFL. And that's
from a show standpoint?
Yeah, and from a gambling standpoint. Because, like, I keep
– too, you're right.
Right. And I keep beating the drum, though. I'm really into this baseball season. This baseball season has been awesome. We're on pace to not have a team win, 100 games. Every single one of these teams is flawed. Any one of the teams that make it into the postseason can win the World Series. Now, I'm also excited because I've got some action, some really good action on some of these teams. But the baseball has been great, and I can't wait to see it. So I'm still betting on baseball day today. Thank you, Spencer Arrighetti, yesterday for getting absolutely smoked. And I'm excited for it. But I don't know if it is a love for sports that people are excited for. I think it's a love for football that people are excited for.
Inside joke on Arrighetti, that is your Astros future?
Well, it is, but I actually bet Arrighetti and the Reds or the Astros yesterday.
He doubled down, too.
Oh, yeah, he was awful yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get to look up who has him in fantasy leagues that I'm in. I saw that number come across. What was it, no innings or one out, and he got six hits, 9 earned runs?
Yeah.
And he had been great before that. Like, there was no sign of something like that coming. And that right there is why sports betting is one of the craziest things to do, especially if you do it as a pro. There's no handicapping a guy going out and getting blasted for nine runs after he'd thrown shutouts and two-run efforts.
He carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning against the Phillies in his previous start. He went to Boston 2 weeks ago, struck out 13, and the only two hits he gave up were solo shots. He's been one of the better pitchers in baseball, and he's fickle. Like, he'll have some blowouts, but
did he throw like 142 pitches for the no-no effort?
No, he was at like 110 by the time he got pulled.
Okay,
he was efficient.
No explanation.
Awesome. Yeah, none whatsoever. So, but of course, I got a tweet like nice pick. I was like, all right.
So I think you're pointing out that you are different. You still blend being a gambler, a talk show host, and a sports fan.
Yeah,
I will never not be a sports fan. I may not be. I'm certainly not as up and down as I was, say, 30 years ago. But I love watching sports. I love going out. I love doing it at home. I love, you know, hanging out with people. But I will say this right now, and I don't think you've heard the story. The clock is ticking. Our house has been a minefield because I've waged this protest against the NFL. You know, once that judge said we got screwed for 10 years,
oh, yeah,
and the NFL better pay us $14 billion, when the next judge, who I'm sure was on the up and up, flipped the decision, not only did the NFL win, that pissed me off. Since they won, they're like, okay, all right. And they've done incremental increases on the ticket. Like, I figured they'd be like, hey, let's get back in the fans' good graces, and we don't want to get in trouble again. They're jacking it up every week. So I've been protesting and saying, I'm not getting Sunday ticket.
Why do you
and at home, the SO, my significant other, has to watch the Chargers. If they're not available, she's going to be irate. She has been busting my horns every day for 2 weeks. Did you get it? 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 I'm not in a comfortable position right now.
Why do you get it ever anyway? I don't understand. You live in this city.
I know.
And don't you go? You go out like every Sunday anyway.
And that's the problem. Because you think that's going to change?
No.
Now, her claim is that this year we're not going out as much. I know.
You're going to, though.
I know.
What you're better off getting, this is what I do, I pay for NFL Plus. So I'm out, like I'll be obviously, but by the way, come visit me this Sunday, Westgate. It's going to be great. The football preview show, I'm back in control of it.
Yes, JVT Sunday football preview show.
It's going to be great. But I go out and watch the games every Sunday. Because I want to go and watch them in that environment. At home, it's a nightmare. Like, you don't have a screen, pay attention, whatever.
You have kids?
Oh, I can kick them out. It's fine. Like, I can set up the environment how I want. But it's better to just be in that environment. And the NFL Plus package that I'm talking about is only $100 for the full year. And you get all of the games 2 hours after they're done. So if you need to go back if you need to go back and watch anything, like for you,
right,
as somebody who's in this business.
It's for her.
But you're not going to watch it at home.
She is going to watch them at home.
There's no shot you're going to watch. Keep track. This year, keep track of how many times you watch a Chargers game at home.
Oh, believe me. I think, no, you don't understand. She is like everyone else on the show.
Yeah.
What do we all do when our team's on? Maybe not you as much.
I don't know what. Bury yourself?
Yeah, I really don't like to watch with people when I'm watching the Jets. I'm not fun.
But you guys go out every Sunday.
I know, and I'm a miserable.
Right, but I'm saying she can't be that miserable because she does it every year, every week.
Well, she's worse. She just shuts down.
You guys are wasting
your
money.
I didn't get it yet. The protest is still on.
You're going to get it. Sounds like you're going to get it.
The fight is still on.
Doesn't she have control of the money? Can't she just get it?
Control the money. Even worse, I do. I really do. On the weekends, I do like hanging out with people, and I can do a lot of my NFL work. I can watch. Let's be honest. What you do is different than what I do. I do a talk show. I do some gambling. What you guys do, you really have to be tuned in. A lot of what I do, I can watch games, but I'm always, first of all, I take notes the entire game, but in a new way by just using social media and sending different thoughts of people. And then it reminds me, and then I go look it up. I don't have to be locked in the whole time. I know that like sports talk hosts are not supposed to say that, but that's just the way it is. One of our friends, a couple, said, Sunday opening games, we're having a pool party. And I accepted the invite.
Wow.
It is not going over well.
Oh, because she has to be in this environment while watching the game?
She's so pissed off.
Well, what time do the Chargers play on Sunday?
They play in the afternoon against the Raiders. But if I'm correct, And I know this part. Aren't the Cowboys playing the afternoon games as
Correct.
Well?
Yeah.
Okay, the house we're going to is a Cowboy fan. So that means the main TV,
right?
Big TV, will be on the Cowboys game.
Well, is there a secondary screen?
I don't
How
know.
Well do you know these people?
They have other screens. I've been there before.
Yeah.
I said I would bring TVs.
You have YouTube TV, right? Yeah, because
yes.
you're getting. Yeah.
I said I would bring TVs.
So you can watch it on your phone.
There's going to be a lot of intensity.
There's actually something, I don't know, ever since I've gotten YouTube TV, there's something nice about watching. If I'm out and about, like in a situation like that, I kind of like watching on my phone. It's a little bit more intricate, you know, you can really see it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't see and I can't hear.
No, that's good.
So the phone, I need a really big phone.
And you've got
tablet.
A bigger screen than me.
I know, it's still not big enough. Yeah, so I've really created a tense situation at home. And by the way, that's even before the Jets play on Monday night. But to your point, the great thing is package could be purchased. The Jets are on primetime 6 times.
Dude, in the first, like, how many games in the first 5 weeks are they on primetime? It's like every week.
Every week.
I know what, for sure week 1 and week 3. Yep. Week 2, I think they have a normal game, right?
I'll guarantee you right now, we're out and about at bars 12 of the 18 weeks
yep.
at least. And that's $150-$200 bucks a pop.
And how? And you're, so you're spending to go out, and you're spending for the Sunday ticket that you're not going to
use. It's just going
to
sit there.
I mean, at the very least, I guess you can record the games and watch them, get your money's worth.
Lunacy, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't do it.
Well, you're on my side. I'm having trouble winning the battle, closing the deal.
The thing that I get like screwed on is every year what I buy is I'll buy Red Zone. Just in case, like for the afternoon games, I'm at home.
Right.
Usually for the morning slot because there's so many games, I like to be out at a casino like Circa or something to watch the games. But for the afternoon games, if I'm being a good, you know, being a good partner, come home, you know, at least chill at home and do some work. Red Zone is the one that I waste money on because I'll probably watch it in 18 weeks, 7 times, 6 times.
So I'm, like, mildly fired up. There's been a lot of losing over the years for me with the Jets, so I try not to get, like, too worked up. You're not in the same position. And I'm going to say right now, I don't think your team is as good as my team. The Jets are better than the Colts. You know that, right?
Oh, I would say so. But okay. I think the Colts can be a playoff team. Like, the upside of the Indianapolis Colts is they're, like, a wild card team. And potentially a winner in the division that isn't really that good.
1 to 10, your excitement level for the Colts season.
Oh, like a 8.5.
Really?
Yeah, well, because it's – Each of the last few years, right, it's just been Band-Aid quarterback. And sure, there might be some upside and a little bit of excitement of like, hey, what's going to happen? Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers or Carson Wentz. But ultimately, you kind of understand, I think, going into the year that there is a ceiling on those guys because they are on new teams for reasons. And they're probably not going to be the last piece to a playoff run. And so now this year, look, Anthony Richardson could stink. I am totally aware of that reality. But I just don't know that yet. And that's the exciting part. He's young. He's in crazy athletic. He's got a big arm. He's got a really good head coach, UNLV's own Shane Steichen, who can craft an offense around him that I think will maximize his ability as a quarterback. I think there's so much to be excited about. And there's a lot of good young talent on this roster. So this is the most I have been excited, I think, since Andrew Luck's last year.
Damn. All right, we'll build on that. We're here at Circa Las Vegas on a Thursday. Circa Million, Circa Survivor. You got to get in for that $16 million guaranteed prize pool. But you got to do it by Saturday at 2 o'clock. The Circa Million, you pick 5 against the spread, quarterly and season-ending prizes. Survivor, you pick 1 winner straight up each week. You win, you advance. You lose, you're out. Deadline, Tuesday, check that, Saturday at 2 o'clock. Any of the Circa sportsbooks around Las Vegas, Cofield & Company has an entry into Circa Million. If you want to find out more about it, CircaLasVegas.com, or get on down here to Circa Las Vegas.
Now back to Cofield & Company, live from Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas.
Get on down here. Your last couple days to sign up for Circa Million, Circa Survivor. John's going to be put to the test later on, put on the griddle. I know he's going in. I don't know which one he's doing, or we're going to help him decide. Circa Las Vegas here on this Thursday. So as John knows, from being around Cofield & Company, we are kind of organized, but then we're disorganized. And I like making picks, but I don't like making some giant deal out of it. And I think a lot of shows today, not to bang on other shows, and maybe this is really entertaining, they will do their NFL selections today or yesterday, and it'll be like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We have slotted about, I don't know, 18 minutes the entire show. We're going to go fast. I don't even think it's going to be 18 minutes.
As long as we document them and so we can make fun of each other at the end of the season.
We will. And then, of course, Willie G will be in. We'll get Nyshawn and Alex White, who will probably win. Griffin will be in. Adam Hill is banned, so he's out.
What are the rules?
Exactly. Here are the rules. We're picking division winners. We're picking three wild cards and the Super Bowl.
I'm down.
Do you have more questions?
No. Seemed pretty simple to me.
Fire it. This is my idea. Only Cofield and Company plays NFL films music. Let's do this. Yeah, I had a nice compliment yesterday from Derek Rhino, who listens to every minute of the show. We really appreciate it, but he combs through it. And he said yesterday I was doing a lot of humble brags.
Oh, really?
And I fired back, and I was like, you know what? For 25 years, I didn't. I'm done. Time is now.
What were you humble bragging about?
I have no idea. Well, I think yesterday I was joking that I had, a month into my arrival to Las Vegas, I predicted every major sports team move. Like, I told everyone there would be a hockey team here, and they'd win a Stanley Cup. And I nailed the 6 years. I talked about an NFL. I said Raiders. I said the stadium would be named Allegiant.
You said LeBron James would be a future owner of an NBA team on a plot of land.
I did, but
across from the South.
That hasn't paid off yet. Okay. All of the things. Everything. Puffed out the chest. And then he actually, you know what he read my mind, too? By the way, we're cutting into every minute we have for the picks.
Yep.
But he read my mind. He knows me. He had a GIF? Which one?
I go GIF.
Of Betty White and her enormous cans, like shaking, dancing. Rest in peace, by the way.
Okay.
Love that woman. What? Golden Girls. Guilt? Not anymore. You're looking at me like, please do the picks.
No, I mean, I'm actually just looking for research. I'm trying to find the GIF, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That one? What, Betty White?
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before. It was glorious. I think Griffin saw it. All right, time to make our picks. But before we do that, we will lead into some of these picks with stories. Do you think the Bills are going to suck? And is there a story today? It's kind of clunky. Is there a story today that suggests the Bills may be a little... Maybe a little loose on defense?
Enormous is a little strong. Yeah, I think so. I would say...
You had to look it up.
Yeah. Look, so we got the story today that DeMar Hamlin is going to start his first game since suffering cardiac arrest. That's awesome.
Great story!
It is a great story.
You got to bring a negative Paul to it.
I mean, their safeties are going to be a nightmare. really, they are. It's one of their weakest position groups defensively is going to be their safeties. Matt Milano, of course, the bicep injury. He's out until maybe December, I think, is the timeline that I was reading earlier today. They're going to be, I think, pretty bad on the back end. And by the way, I think that starts this week. I don't think people realize how good Kyler Murray can be and how good that offense could be this year. We're going to get a lot, I think. We're going to learn a lot, I should say, about the Bills' defense on Sunday. But I think they have a small problem defensively. And then we all know the storyline, of course, with losing over 200 targets on offense in the wide receiver room. I just think it's going to be a little bit more of a challenging year for the Buffalo Bills. And I think we've seen that reflected in the division odds. We've seen their odds come down. We've seen both the Dolphins and the Jets get some support to win that division. I think it's going to be a tough year by previous year standards for the Buffalo Bills.
We'll go division by division. I will pick, then you will pick. If you would like to have an explanation, you can do that. I will have almost no explanation.
Okay.
I'm here to move this along. I'm buying what you're selling. AFC East, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
AFC North. What a loaded division. You can pick any of them, right?
It's pretty good.
I'm going Cleveland Browns. I love Deshaun Watson.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Really? Okay. AFC South, another one up for grabs. Will you be objective? Everyone knows that the day that the Jets blew the number one pick a few years back, mm-hmm. I cried because they weren't going to get one Trevor Lawrence. I'm still on the Lawrence bandwagon. AFC South, Jaguars.
Colts.
Why?
Well, I thought I wasn't doing analysis.
No, you are. You're the one who can do analysis. I can't.
I'm betting on the upside of Anthony Richardson hitting. I'm betting on Shane Steichen getting the most out of him. I think defensively, they're going to be like average. I don't think they're going to be dominant, but I think they're going to be good enough that if their offense is going to hit that upside, that part of the bell curve where they're actually good, they're a division-winning team. I don't think they're going to rip off 12 wins, but I think they can win 10, 11 games and win this division.
2024, Cofield and Company, NFL predictions. The rest of the crew will be picking tonight. Actually, I will allow them to pick after the Chiefs and Ravens. I don't care. That's how confident I am. They can have their whatever one game judgment on two teams.
I mean, something major could happen in that game. What if Lamar Jackson goes down for the year?
Well, then they're right, and I guess we're wrong if we made the pick. But did I hear AFC North? Who'd you pick?
Me? I picked the Bengals.
Doesn't matter then.
Right.
Don't worry about it unless you pick them for a wild card. AFC West. Sure. Nope. Chiefs.
That division sucks.
Wild cards. My first wild card is, I think he's a scumbag, but he's a win-at-all-cost guy, and he's a quick fixer, and they're going to power run. I'm going Chargers.
Jets.
Okay.
Runner-up in the AFC East.
I was actually thinking of keeping the Bengals out, but I also thought back to about 3 weeks ago when I was looking around the AFC, and I'm like, I think the Bengals have to be the team to beat the Chiefs. So I'm like, they got to be in the playoffs to do that. Right. So I'm gonna take the Bengals for the wild card.
Go Texans.
Really? I don't have the Texans in. I just revealed my last wild card is not the Texans. I'm going Jets. I told you and everyone else a few weeks ago, I think the Texans are in a little backslide this year, and then next year might be their year, but not this year.
Browns for my final wild card. So that means the Ravens and the Bills miss out on the playoffs in my universe.
Damn. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC.
When you put it together,
when you start looking at it, you're like, oh, no, wait, they're out. Okay. Giveaway time, five-finger death punch with Marilyn Manson. September 8th, that's coming up this weekend. MGM Grand Garden Arena, AXS.com is where you get the tickets. Two tickets right now, five-finger death punch, Marilyn Manson in town, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Caller 7, caller 7, caller 7. Griff has your prize at 364-1100.
Now back to Cofield and Company, live from Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They could steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
By the way, what is happening here? All rules of Cofield and Company are absolutely obliterated and violated. I left this one to the vast sound crew. Do you know what rules violated?
You happen to me or Griff? Griff, as you asked, or you called
you. Well, that's...
I know the rule. I've been here a while.
Yep.
I don't know why the brand name was not bleeped out.
Yeah. Griffin. Dude, what the hell's happening here?
The brand name was the entire rejoin. When I
saw, no,
you don't need it.
No, you can just theater bleep of the mind, name, right?
That's when you bleep it out, it'd be like whatever. Leave at ease.
Mm-hmm. My bad. I quite enjoy Applebee's, so I thought I'd give him a shout out.
Oh, I mean, it's seven free mentions already.
The blanks. I like the blanks.
Well, as John was going to call them, the bees. That
I'm
could
in
be anything.
The bees. I'm in on the bees.
I'm in on the bees.
It's a staple in the Von Zobel house for sure.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Oh, it's solid.
Who was in it?
That was Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
He was a waiter.
That's a big waiter.
Yes.
He good? Could you tell?
He was good, man. I thought it was great. You could hear it right there. You know, he leans in to, whoa, cover your mouth. You write with a menu like they do with the play calling sheet. They'll steal your order. And then, of course, they give like the brief spiel on the, what was it, like 50 cent boneless wings or something like that. He was good. I'm just glad he's reaching stardom. He's not a great head coach, but he's funny.
Should Belichick be in commercials like this? Can he be funny?
I think
he was sort of funny on the roast.
I was going to say, I think he can be funny.
I mean, I think there was a lot of hatred behind his comedy.
Yeah. He's got to be put in the right situation. He's got to be shirtless.
That's right.
He's got to show that giant chest.
Yeah, it's a big barrel chest.
In which I feel like those are like solid pecs, but they're very voluptuous.
I mean, do you get 24-year-olds without solid pecs when you're 70?
Yes, when you have $70 million.
So your 70 mil overcomes some mushy barrel chesty?
Yes.
Okay. Once again, cutting into our NFL pick time. You're blowing it for us with your restaurant bits and the Vast Sound crew led by, well, it really was Griffin today, not beeping things out. Part two, 2024 NFL picks. All we're doing is picking division winners, wild cards. We'll get to Super Bowl in our 5 o'clock hour. Perfect way to lead in. There's a method to the madness, right? Dan Campbell and the Lions. I don't know if you like the Lions. I like them. I don't know if I like them that much. But we will start with the NFC East. God, I so want the Eagles. I don't hate the people of Philly. Fire the music. I don't hate the people of Philly. I don't hate their fans. But, man, they're going to go off the deep end if Sirianni and Hurts really haven't made up. And I do believe the issues were real last year. And I think that team, if they run into hard times, I think Sirianni loses them. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go 4-13. I am going to stick with them. But, man, this is a shaky, shaky pick for me. I'll go Eagles, NFC East.
Eagles.
NFC North, I always pick the Hard Knocks team. No, I don't. But in this case, I'm looking for something special out of the Bears. I think Caleb Williams is going to be awesome. Eberflus, in spite of the fact that he is, we really smeared his good name last week when Justin Watkins said he's a country club guy, and both Adam and I are like, whoa, that is a slap in the face. Are you a country club guy?
No, not at
all. Am I?
No.
Those are fighting words.
Of course.
But I swear to God, on his property in the last Hard Knocks, I think there was like a giant crest on the floor. Like, I don't even what is that when you put like your family
logo
or your name,
what's the, like family seal?
Your family seal on the floor, and it's not like it wasn't like this small thing in terms of circumference. It was big,
right?
Maybe he's too rich to be a coach in this league.
Coat of arms, family coat of arms.
Cofields didn't have that one. Von Tobel's probably did.
We probably did somewhere.
It's probably
there.
In that school or that park.
No, I think it's a little bit further back. I've seen like the Von Tobel family tree like written out in like quill ink or something like that. So
I'm gonna go with the Bears because I think Caleb Williams is kind of upper crust. I think they're gonna blend.
Lions.
But that Lions number that's circulating around, do they ever play outside?
I think they are outdoors for two or three of the games this year.
I think it's 15 of 17 or in the dome.
Now that granted helps. Last year I think it was like 13. So okay. It was a pretty high number for them last year. So.
NFC South. This one's gonna be wild and woolly.
No, it's not. Eagles run. Falcons.
I believe in my Buccaneers and especially my Baker, who, by the way, Dan Campbell, good actor. Baker Mayfield, forget about it. No one competes with that.
He is by far the greatest current athlete in terms of commercial actors.
Well, that's a good question for another day.
I said active athletes.
NFC West.
Falcons.
I'm going to go Rams. I'm not going Niners. Sorry. Rams.
Sorry, I was trying to find my notes. Rams.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. I thought I'd be the rogue.
Now, I debated that or the Seahawks, but I ended up going with the Rams.
Wow, Seahawks. Maybe we're getting a Seahawks wild card. Wild card one, I will go Lions. I do believe in Dan Campbell, okay. And I think Goff is pretty damn good. I know people like to keep smearing him, but inside all the time, he's a pretty good quarterback.
49ers, I think they're good enough that they have a floor of wild card team.
I went Niners wild card two.
Cowboys wild card team.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Shocking. The team that won 12 games each last 3 years.
I know, right? I never put my selections in the rundown. I think you just stole mine.
No.
Well, you know if there's anyone that I love this guy. I want him to be the Raiders quarterback. Or maybe the Jets can get him next year. I believe in the leadership and professionalism and hard work.
Of Colt McCoy.
Of Kyler Murray. Of Colt McCoy.
This time last year, you were freaking out that Colt McCoy got cut.
I was. They needed him. They needed him. They actually did. They needed to lose more games. Cardinals, wild card.
Cardinals.
Wow, I can't believe that.
I bet them over their win total. I think they're going to be a very good offensive team. I was in the – so I have that blackjack free roll for the Astros. I did not do as well in the NFL tournament, but I did get a free roll on the Arizona Cardinals. 125-1 to win the Super Bowl. Let's go. I don't know what they say. Fly, birds, fly? Who knows?
As I say all the time – fly, birds, fly. As I say all the time on the show with all the different hosts, I don't talk to you people in between shows. I really don't. I don't talk sports with you. How do we both have the Cardinals in and both have the Packers out? How's that work?
I think they're going to be good. I just think from expectation standpoint, where they're at, they and the Texans mirror one another, I think, very much so. Win totals are floating around the same range. Young quarterbacks who the world thinks is just going to continue to step forward. I've got some questions about whether that's going to be true or not. A lot of role players are very key role players are very young. But the difference is I think the Texans find themselves in an easier division. I think the NFC in the back end's a little bit tougher than people expected.
We just talked Bears. Is Xavier Pope? Let me say his name correctly. Xavier Pope is in Chicago. He is a Bears fan. I know he loves Hard Knocks. We'll get the take on not only the Super Bowl, but also what's going on the ground with Caleb Williams and the Bears from EP.
Lawyer and host of Suit Up News, Xavier Pope joins Cofield and Company now.
John, your question of the day today, food related, as everything on the show is.
Yep.
I see you're getting immense response from your @VSIN Live audience.
Yes, but I need some clarification.
Okay.
So I asked, do people like tuna salad?
Oh, you said tuna salad.
Well, here's the thing.
I thought you said tuna casserole.
Well, so I grew up calling it tuna salad. To me, I'm saying the combination of like noodles and tuna.
So that's tuna casserole.
Okay. See, I grew up calling it tuna salad.
Is it cold or hot?
Cold.
Oh, okay. Let's bring in Xavier Pope. Xavier, what is that?
Oh.
What a lead-in.
Wow.
What a lead-in.
He was like, he's like, I don't have time for tuna casserole.
Jamie booby-trapped the phones, too.
Yeah.
Every time we have technical issues, he gets blamed.
That's good.
It is good.
Just call the – I made a reference.
Hopefully I'm alive at the end of 2024 to tell the story.
Yeah, you'll be good.
I don't know what that is. I think that's a kind of tuna salad.
Yeah, I think that's – I grew up calling it tuna salad. Because okay. So the impetus behind this is the last night, it was one of those – I don't know if you have those nights where it's just like, you know, everybody's kind of eating at the house, and I haven't really eaten yet, and I kind of had a hankering for it. Let me just make it. We got some tuna in the cabinet. And so I made tuna casserole salad, whatever it is. And I eat it cold, and I like it. It's like a childhood thing that every once in a while I'll make, maybe once a year. And I just wanted to know if people liked it, too.
I was never really a tuna guy. My father made it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if he heard any of the lead in there. Xavier, what's going on, buddy?
Can you guess how much tuna right now?
Yeah, we were talking about, we wanted to know what, John makes cold tuna with noodles?
Yeah.
But you don't cook it. So what is that called?
That's called tuna salad.
Thank you.
The noodles.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people make tuna salad, they make it with noodles in them. It's very common. Dish.
Yeah, never had that.
Okay.
Is it worse or better than tuna casserole?
Well, tuna casserole is kind of, you can eat it either temperature, whereas like that tuna salad, that's a cold thing. So it depends on whether you like, you know, kind of hot casseroles or cold casseroles like potato salad.
All right. Another important question. Was Hard Knocks with the Bears good?
Yeah, I think it makes the city jazzed up. I mean, also a lot of football fans really love how Ryan Poles presented himself, how Caleb Williams looked, how cohesive the team looked, getting behind the new direction of his franchise. This is one of the best ever, and also showed a lot of human side positive things about. And that was a great commercial for football. If you think about it, the NFL, it presented a softer side of the sport that after many years of thinking about the sport and many negative ways off the field, I think it presented a positive side of the game of football in the National Football League.
So as a real man like myself who doesn't cry ever, no, I'm kidding. I like that. I thought that was really cool that those guys had a relationship like that, and I was kind of shocked that Ryan Poles had to leave the room for so long. But, yeah, it's one of the things that's not covered. There's the relationships, and I know guys don't want to talk about their relationships with their guys. The relationships run deep. It is a very emotional sport, and I thought the Bears did a good job of that. And you know what's great is that's in the last episode. You got a 6'5", 290-pound former college football player, you know, tried for the NFL, and he's really sad about, you know, one of his guys having to be cut. And it's the whole show started with people going off on Caleb Williams' nails, his MRSA, and the way he, you know, approaches the game because it's maybe different, or there are other guys out there who aren't comfortable showing that.
Yeah, I think that it was a very human show. And I think that coming to a season when how do you want to show the NFL as a sport? With new fans who are seeking to bring into the sport, new contracts, especially the team that wants to build a new stadium here, you couldn't ask for anything better than how the team was presented in terms of the modern, more culturally sensitive, more human way of looking at the game of football.
Wow, I'm surprised that you're buying the NFL propaganda. Is it because it's your team? Like, this is all, what is it? It's Tenet Media, but football style, man. Like, this is it. It's just propaganda.
But you know what, though? The NFL did a great job of that with NFL films for many years in terms of capturing the human side of the very in-depth side of the game of football. So this isn't anything new. The NFL has been using propaganda for itself for many years and the John Facendas of the world. So I think the league has done a great job of it. That's why it's the most a valuable property in the world.
So their win total, your Bears are 8.5. They are favored to make the playoffs. Are you buying in on this? Do you think this is a playoff team with Caleb Williams?
I think it's a playoff quality team. I think that it has the offense. It has the structure of its organization to win. I don't know what their division is going to look like with how the Lions are going to be just as good as they were last year. Jordan Love with the new contract will be strong with the Packers. So, and what direction do the Vikings even go in terms of up or down as a franchise? So, it's a competitive division. I think the Bears have a great shot to can win 9 or 10 games.
Are you – so, it sounds like – I don't want to use – you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you excited? Like, I was telling Steve earlier, I'm a Colts fan. Like, this is the most excited I've been for a football season in a long time because I have hope. All right, is this the most excited you've been for a Bear season in a while?
I don't take myself as a fan of any particular team. I just take the pulse of the city, and I think that many people are excited about the direction of the Chicago Bears franchise from its ownership down to it's how the team is run on the management level, and that there is a plan in place that the team can get, that the city can get behind. And so I think many people in Chicago are very excited about that, particularly when they have a record-setting loss team sitting in a city such as the White Sox, the Cubs, and who knows if they will make the playoffs. So there needs to be a bright spot that gets shine in the city, on the city sports scene.
Xavier Pope is up with Cofield and Company as we're live here at Circa Las Vegas. Again, sign up for Circa Million, Circa Survivor. Deadline is on Saturday, 2 o'clock, but you better get in soon because, you know, it gets a little crowded over the weekend. $16 million guaranteed up for grabs. I guess I should apologize for it. You know, old habits die hard, and I should be able to clean up the vernacular of this stuff, but I noticed the other day that Todd Bowles, the Bucks coach, who is from Elizabeth, New Jersey, I'm from relatively close by, apparently can't stop saying Redskins, and then the internets went crazy over that.
Yeah, so we've been saying on air. I think that many fans who kind of lean into the fact that it was a culturally insensitive name and want to be proud of embracing something like that, embracing how things used to be. There's an aggrieved politics associated with that. I think it's ridiculous. I don't think Todd Bowles meant to say, "Oh, I'm so proud of the name of the Redskins." The Washington Commanders, and then because he played for that team, he was associated with the team, saying that, and it's just reasonable that he would say something like that, but it's not something he's leaning in for some sort of cultural pride and HTTR or anything like that.
Well, the NBA is back at it again, Xavier. Get woke, go broke. Here we go. Steph Curry throwing out his endorsement for Kamala Harris. Is he making a mistake here?
Of course he didn't. The NBA has been integral to a lot of the politics going on off the field. I tweeted about this in 2016, how late NBA got involved with LeBron James 3 days before the 2016 presidential election, endorsing Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate at the time. And she's still losing the state. It really didn't have any impact on people voting in that state, as opposed to 2020 when they had the NBA decided to not play at all after the incident that happened in Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Bucks refusing to get on the field and players, and then LeBron James leading that effort. And then instead of just asking for some small concessions, those players got behind getting the NBA to get full scale ahead, helping to get people registered to vote, and then also having NBA arenas where people could vote, which impacted definitely in the state of Georgia in terms of the amount of people that showed up at the polling places that was there in Phillips, and also there in Wisconsin, when they were decided by a very small amount of votes. And so the NBA had a significant impact in the 2020 presidential election. You've seen Steph Curry getting ahead of board now with plenty of time left to be able to impact how people vote and getting the word out and increasing the message to the different people that they call their fans.
Not as important at all, but can NBA players step up and tell fans to stop agreeing to allow their local municipalities to pay for arenas and stadiums? Because you sent out a tweet, and this drives me nuts what this team is doing. You were talking about the Cubs are doubling the White Sox in attendance, 36,000 a game to 18,000, but the White Sox are doubling the Athletics in attendance. But we know the Athletics deal. The fans basically are being told don't come. The team stinks, and they've already been told they're moving, so why would anyone show up? I'm blown away that 18,000 people are showing up every game for the White Sox. What are they doing?
It's Chicago, man. It's a huge metropolitan city. If the Mets or Yankees sucked, you still see a stadium full of people.
It's just
what it is being in a metropolitan city. That's part of the attractions. Tourists come in all the time. Popular tourist destination is Chicago. And really, if you talk to any of those White Sox fans, they have a really dedicated fan base who they hate the Cubs, but they absolutely love their White Sox, and they're coming to the game, Steve.
Okay. All right. I don't understand why. So I got to loop you in on what we've been doing. I think you probably saw some of these videos last year. We talked about it. When we go on the road with UNLV football, Caleb Herring and I and Matt Nevert, who's doing the play-by-play, and another dude named Triv, who does our engineering, we do a podcast around that called Broadcaster Bites. I got to tell you, I've been to Houston a bunch of times, and I hadn't really tapped into the food scene well. Man, we nailed it this last time. I don't know if you saw the videos that I put out, but we got some barbecue at a place called Ray's Pit Barbecue Shack. What a place.
You guys look like you were having a blast, man. The music was bumping. Yes. That the look and sound of that place just looks as if they have delicious barbecue. I mean, that place had all – I mean, people were having a great time. The music was jumping. Yeah, Houston sounds like a place that should have good barbecue. So yes. To have a place like that just seems like a place that you had amazing barbecue. How was the food?
It was unreal. I sent you a picture of the food, the dirty rice. I actually got dirty rice because they're like really big with New Orleans food and Cajun food and Creole. So the dirty rice is awesome. Mac and cheese was some of the best mac and cheese I've had at a barbecue place. I think a lot of barbecue places are getting kind of lazy with their mac and cheese. They're like, whatever, just give them some mac and cheese. This had some smokiness to it. I had the ribs on Saturday afternoon. I also bring Tupperware on the road, so I bring food home because I'm a lunatic and I love leftovers. I made the ribs again last night, heated them up like real low temperature. They were still falling off the bone and tender. They were awesome. And as it turned out, Ray happened to be a gentleman, an African-American gentleman, who was he's pretty old. It looked like he was in his 80s. He had a walker. He was so proud when he came out to see the place so crowded.
That's you love to see that. And to see a man who put that type of energy in his business and his customer base and spend a lifetime serving people to be able to do it. And I say this, Steve, that first leftover day, those ingredients are still like having a good time with each other, having a little party. So sometimes things taste better that second day, man.
They do. Totally. They totally do. All right, Xavier, sorry about the problems with the drop-off at the beginning of the spot. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Love you guys.
There he is. Oh, no. We gaffed. Griffin, step up and say it. Come on, man.
What exactly are you looking for here?
He's out of it.
Love
today.
You too.
Yeah,
love you too. Of course, yeah, love you too.
Did you look at the food?
I did. I was looking at it right now. It looks great.
It was good, man.
I'm more like Don't get me wrong. I love ribs. I'm more of a, when I go to barbecue, I'm a burnt ends like brisket guy.
I got a chopped brisket sandwich.
Yeah.
Alongside for the plane trip home, Tupperware tails. That's our new thing on the Broadcaster Bites. If you haven't seen it, Broadcaster Bites is up at Steve Cofield at UNLV All Access. We got a video clip out there. We'll have a longer video with the images of the music that was being played. I have to get that band's name. They were so much fun. Saturday afternoon before the UNLV game, and they're going crazy. So we have trips coming up to Kansas City, Logan, Utah, Corvallis, Honolulu, and San Jose. So we'll see what we can make of those. Kansas City is going to be a barbecue showdown.
So Corvallis sounds like a
– I already looked up some places. You know okay. what? Actually, Justin Watkins is an Oregon State guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to tell us the place to go. He's actually going on the trip, so he'll be watching out for us, taking us to the right spots. 4 o'clock hours on the way.